Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yeah. Don't you just love that that music that comes in there? Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday, your hump day. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's the 18th of March, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay, let it be said. Yeah, I kind of gave BlackBerry some crap about saying, please drop your iPhones and come to us because we really need you. Well, it seems that Apple is kind of doing the same to Android users in a roundabout way. Apparently, Tim Cook and the gang want to lure those Android users over for a trade-in program. According to 9to5Mac, Apple's retail stores will soon be offering a trade-in program. Yes, for the first time, that trade-in and recycling program, as they're calling it, will be expanded to accept non-Apple smartphones. What's going to happen is customers will receive a gift card for handing over their current device, and that'll go towards the purchase of a new iPhone. The Apple retail staff will put a trade-in value on your phone based on the cosmetic condition, of course. No word yet on how much Apple will actually give you towards your new purchase of an iPhone if you decide to go in with a trade-in program. But chances are, if your Android device is in a flawless condition, you're still better off selling that thing on eBay, Amazon, or even Craigslist. I don't know why, but I feel like this is kind of a new low for Apple. Staying on the subject of Apple, yeah, believe it or not, we've got a little bit of Apple news, other than what happened last week, of course. This one goes down the rumor hole, actually, though. It seems that Apple is planning to launch a streaming TV service. Apple's currently in talks with CBS, 21st Century Fox, Walt Disney, that should be a shoe-in, Walt Disney, duh, to launch a streaming TV service this fall, yes, this year. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. The report is claiming that the service will have about 25 channels and will cost between $30 and $40 a month. It's going to be available on the iPad, your iPhone, and your Apple TV as well. The speculation also states that Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference will be where this thing will be unveiled in June. See, I told you it'd be just a matter of time before Apple copied, followed in the footsteps of the Dish Sling TV. Only this one will cost you a little bit more and you'll probably receive just about the same thing. How often do you actually, when watching a YouTube video, you see those little pop-up things, maybe even suggest another video that you can go on to? How many times do you click on that? Yeah, I don't really either. No, it doesn't interest me whatsoever. YouTube is hoping to change your mind, though, by rolling out a new thing they're calling YouTube Cards, saying that these things look much nicer compared to those text boxes that we always have to look at, and they'll be available at any time during the video, not just in certain parts. Another thing they're saying, they're going to work on mobile, too. So if you see something that's really, really cool or want to go back to it later and you say you're on your phone, you can do it there as well. So is this the goodbye to the old ad text box thingies that you see at the bottom of the videos? No, not yet anyway. YouTube isn't ditching those just yet. It wants to try out the cards feature first before letting all of that go. Personally, I'm going to change my mind to click or not click. I'll always take that option of not clicking. Now, those folks over there at Adobe, other than just making money on constantly reissuing a product and updates and all that, yeah, that's pretty much how that company stayed in business, have actually come up with something quite clever, finally. Or at least useful, should I say. Adobe has introduced the Document Cloud, and they're saying it's a modern way to tackle those files in your home, office, and on the go. They've combined key features from several apps, and Document Cloud includes a redesigned Acrobat DC for tweaking PDFs. Now, that's kind of nice if you're on the go, especially if, like, you got a tablet or something. Another thing very handy about it has a scanning feature which will allow you to snap a picture and convert it to a PDF file that you can edit. With that, you can make changes to both text and any images as well. Now, if you're a Creative Cloud subscriber already, you can expect access to the Document Cloud. But if you're not, just want a standalone plan, it's going to cost you $15 a month. Yeah, that's not really that cheap, is it? Just to be able to edit things on the go. I don't know about the pricing. Oh yes, and may I warn you, it is not quite available yet. Of course not. We've got to announce these things before we can actually make it available. But when it does become available, you'll find the apps for iOS, Android, Windows, and even the Mac App Store. Well, y'all know last week, one of the highlights, I guess you could say, of the Apple event was the HBO Now service, which supposedly is exclusive to the Apple TV for the next 3 months. But if you weren't really happy about that, well, you might want to hop on over to Cablevision. Yes, that's the internet provider in the U.S. Cablevision says they will offer HBO Now standalone streaming service to its internet subscribers. Now, of course, there's no details of pricing or anything of that yet, and they're not even saying that when HBO Now launches in April, if it'll be available immediately on the Cablevision internet network. Chances are, though, you can't see it much higher than $15 that it is over there on Apple, but that remains to be seen. Could be cheaper, too. You never know. And finally, chameleons. Yeah, those cute little reptiles that, you know, now you see them, now you don't. Yeah, the ones that can change color to their surroundings. Wouldn't it be cool to be a chameleon? Well, we might be able to do that in the very near future. A team of engineers at the University of California, Berkeley, have figured out how to create the same color-changing properties using a flexible sheet of film. What happens is within this film is a single layer of silicone, 1,000 times thinner than a human hair. That's freaking thin. Onto which is etched lots of ridges. Then the distance between those ridges denotes the wavelength of light reflected back. So the film allows for single or multiple colors to be seen without the use of dyes or pigments. So you're thinking, okay, what would be the actual point of this? Well, it could lead to a new class of display tech, but you've got to think camouflage too. And when you think camouflage, you got to think military. They're saying the film could actually be applied to military vehicles, including tanks, aircrafts, and etc., that could actively change the camouflage depending on the conditions. We might be a little ways off from that, though. Currently, the sheet is only about 4 inches long. That's as long as they can get it right now. And they're saying the next step is to create a much larger sheet to explore the commercial potential. I just freaking love this kind of technology that's coming out. It's like a cloak on steroids. Ooh, pretty soon we're going to be able to channel our inner Harry Potter. I can't wait. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow with a BTN News Show to get you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best tech news. Until then, I hope you have a hoopy-doppy, humpy-doopy, happy Wednesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.